And it is Friday, a getaway Friday, March the 20th, 2026, 13 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And hopefully momentarily we'll be joined by Pastor Steve Whitaker, we hope. You never know, though. Pastor Whitaker stays very busy, but we're always happy when he is able to join us. Matt, how you doing?
Doing pretty well.
Well, tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on the station, we should have a special guest with us. That'll be a lot of fun. You don't know who it is.
I do not.
So you have to show up tonight to see all the fun we're going to have.
I'll be here.
After you show it, well, after last week showing up late both times, I said, you know, I'm going to have a third person in here just in case this happens again.
I'll be here. Yeah.
This will be the week you show up on time.
Yep.
Okay. And your show, starting at 10:15, will be what?
We're going to talk about the Iran war, the politics in general, really, I suppose, and Ohio politics as well.
No sports dropped in there or anything?
I always save sports potentially. I mean, I have a list of stuff to talk about, but I mean, I don't ever get to it.
Last week you had kind of a knockdown dragout, I hear. I don't know if I heard the whole thing. Well, no, it was kind of a... I don't think it was a knockdown. 2 weeks ago, it was you and Pastor Craig.
Yes.
Last week, it was you and our friend Lee.
Yes.
Having a conversation about... I didn't understand where that started, but what happened for people who didn't hear your show?
Well, I don't remember exactly where I started at during the show, but he had... but at one point... we were talking about Donald Trump's lawyers for some reason, and I do believe it was a statement was made that like the lawyers didn't care who they worked for or something like that. And then I told a story about a guy who went to college for rocket science, graduated, and got a job at I think it was Raytheon. I think they're the one who makes missiles. But anyways, Raytheon making close to $250,000 a year, or NASA making close to $80,000 a year, and obviously he chose Raytheon. So I was like, people can you can buy ethics, you know.
So how did this get into the conversation that followed?
I really couldn't tell you.
But it turned into a whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't really a knockdown dragout. I mean, he just...
Strong feelings.
He... With Lee?
Yeah.
He went into... He just went back to talking... He said that he thought you were kind of making fun of him.
No, why do you go to that?
Well, I mean, that was kind of...
That was not the... Listen, I listened to a little bit of that show last week. That was one comment in the midst of a long...
Yeah, but he kind of just, gave more of the backstory about the pizza show.
Let me tell you, first of all, I've never made fun of anybody on this show. I've never made fun of anybody.
I said as much. I would never make fun of somebody. I don't think he was making fun of you. I think, we were, just having a, having a conversation about it or something like that. And then he said, yeah, you got to, talk about something.
I'm interested in people's lives. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you talk about me being so bad to my mother sometimes.
No,
that's
no.
One thing got it going.
No.
I think a lot of times, people when I was younger, and what's that baseball umpire?
Larry Barnett.
Yeah, Larry Barnett, we had a thing at the gas station. But people used to think that Daddy wiped my fucking ass for me. And I was talking to Matt about the things that were going on with me and my parents in that business. Another thing I didn't tell Matt about, who paid the bills for the business? Me. Who balanced a checkbook for the business? Me. And there's something else I was wanting to say, but...
Well, I just want to say...
People think I wiped... my mom... I never took nothing from my mom and dad. I never wanted nothing from my mom and dad. They always told me how grateful I should be. And dad just too many times just... said that they're his stores and he'll do what he wants. And I worked over at Richwood a couple nights a week, and three or four, sometimes five, at Prospect. And the people over in Richwood would tell me, well, Larry says we don't have to do what you say. So I give Dad the key, and I said, they're all yours. And I left and didn't go back to work for him for 10 years later.
Right, but I just want to make the point. Making fun, I would never do. What happened was, I think the first story we ever heard was the Larry Barnett story. And that was when Larry Barnett was coming in here to do the Christmas thing. And he was also in it. Right. So that, to me, is that's just a funny story. That's not making... That's more making...
Oh, I didn't mind that.
That's more making fun of...
He just acted to me like he...
Right, but that's more... That's like when people say, I made Mary Ellen sweep my garage. You know... That's that type of a story. It's just a funny story. You know, how much truth there is to it, who knows? It's just funny. And when,
you know, I told you that I was the one that balanced the checkbook.
Uh-huh.
But I was always a month behind on the checkbook because Dad and all the others couldn't write it in the stub who it was due and how much.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So I had to go through the receipts. Match everything up and put it in there before I could balance the checkbook.
Right.
Now, was my daddy wiping my butt?
Well, no.
Oh, no. And that's what a lot of people thought when I was younger because I had a lot of nice cars and stuff. I was able to live at home. Mom and Dad never charged me or any of the ones, you know, room and board or anything. So that's the reason why I had a lot of nice cars.
Right. No, but
I learned, you know.
No, but it's interesting.
I got tired of paying that money for the cars. I wanted to get out. I was living at the house, too.
No, but here's what I wanted to say. Why I think these stories are interesting and probably why I've brought them up in other points is I think they're very relatable stories because... Like you said, you know, you gave your mom a gift. She didn't like the gift. She didn't tell you. She told your uncle. Well, that's something all families go through. I'm sure mothers all over the world have gotten gifts that they don't want on Mother's Day, their birthday, Christmas Day. It happens. But they're not going to say that because that's their child. But they might say it to somebody else. And you know what? People do have discourse with their parents. Now, a lot of times we don't like to talk about that because some of our parents are no longer with us. Or they can't...
Yeah, my parents have died.
Right.
You know.
So that becomes a little bit of a taboo subject. But I don't think that it's something people are not able to discuss. Listen, I don't know anybody who's not been in a fight with their parents. And I know some... I'll tell you what. I know if I said the name, not only would you know the name, but everybody in this town would know the name. And one day, I happened to go to this person's house... And it was in the summer, and the back door was open, and the screen door was open, and the daughter of the person was in there with them, and they were having an absolute screaming match at each other.
Oh, no, that never. I never did that to Mom and Dad.
No, but I'm saying, if I would tell you who this person was, and what child was screaming at them, that never happened in public. It's certain, and every time I've ever heard that relationship portrayed, it's always, oh, I love my mom, my one, and I bet they did love their mother.
But my mom used to tell me I ought to be grateful for what I got, and I used to tell her, you guys ought to be grateful that I work in the capacity that I do for you.
Well, that's true,
both
and
both ways.
Well,
and I told Dad before, you get respect. You get respect.
Right, but everybody has outings with their parents. I don't think that that's uncommon. You know?
But I never cussed or yelled at my mom and dad, you know.
No, but
I never walked out on Dad, which the rest of the kids did. I never walked out on him in the middle, you know, working, you know, I gave him the keys at home.
I know. I know a father.
I worked in the capacity that I did.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know a father. Again, somebody who, if I said the name to you, you would know them, and everybody else would know them, had such an estranged relationship with their child at one point that they didn't talk. If the child would walk into the house, the father would not speak to them. Now, you would never think that this person would act like that toward their children, but
well,
they did.
I'm mad about when I go out there, you know, when I wasn't working for Dad and hadn't seen him for a little bit, I might call out there and tell Dad, you know, just wondering how your mom getting along. Good. Hang up the phone.
See, there you go. Parents aren't perfect.
No.
But
I never was mean or yelled at my parents in any way like that, even though we had disagreements, you know.
Well, that's why I've always said I cannot write the book about Marion, Ohio that I would want to write, because I would tell these stories. Now, I wouldn't tell these stories to be mean to these people, but I would tell them just to show everybody, hey, even these people who you think had perfect lives or were really nice people, you know what? They had outings too. They had real lives too. They had families that they didn't get along with too. You know, I don't think we see that a lot. People try to keep that very hidden. And
well, I don't like to talk about it a lot, but, you know, just, you know, you was talking about how, you know, I was with my mother, and I hate it, but, you know, they didn't respect me, so a lot of times they didn't get the respect back. I have actually told Dad, you give respect, you get it.
Well, I'll tell you a story. This is an interesting story. When I first started in radio, I was working early Saturday mornings at WMRN. And one Saturday morning, I don't even remember the reason. I think I was trying to bring a younger audience to WMRN because I was one of the youngest people there at the time. So I brought in two people who were very, very young, a boy and a girl. And we were having a conversation, and I opened up the phone lines at one point, and a call came in, and it was from a woman, and the woman said something about how good the girl was who was on the air, and I said, oh, I said, really? I said, thank you, and they go, I'm her mother, and oh, hi, Mom, how are you? Okay, so that passed by. Then, about 5 minutes later, another lady calls in, and she says, well, I just want to say how good the guy is there you have. He's very, very good, and I just want to say I'm his mother. Oh, hi, Mom. Okay, da-da-da-da-da, and there goes Mom. Well, about another 5 minutes passes, and somebody calls in, and they go, Scott, isn't your mom going to call in? And I said, oh, Mom doesn't listen to the show. And she didn't, because I don't think mothers think of their children like that. Now, I'm not saying she never listened to the show, but my mom would hate when I told that story. She would hate that.
Yeah, and like I told Matt, too, you know I went and did that bakery.
Yeah.
Okay. I had my own stuff to take care of. Come in! And it took me 3 months. Mom used to bring their bills, their money, and stuff into me to get it ready for the bank and write out the checks to pay the bills. Took me, and I did the payroll, too. It took me 3 months. Mom started doing the paying the bills and getting the money ready for deposit, and Dad, he started doing the payroll. So, you know.
Well, and I think these are all the things that are interesting in a life. You know, I think as we go on down the road, I think these are the things that are fascinating that people do like to hear about.
Yeah, but I don't talk about it too much, but
well, no, but
it just gets me depressed.
Well, you shouldn't be depressed about it. I'm sure the ending with your parents was okay.
It happened to be that way, you know?
Well, we all have people. Well, did you have a good ending with your parents when they departed?
Well, when I went back to work for him, you know, that's about the only way you was ever around Dad is when you was doing something for him. You know, when we was younger, Dad had a lot of apartments, and, you know, Dad was a worker, but that's the only relationship you had with your dad was working for him. My next youngest brother, he played football for 2 years. Now, I went to a couple of his games and watched the first half. How many games think Dad went to?
Not many.
Did Dad ever ask Roger how the game went? No. If you're not doing for me, you don't have nothing, you know.
Well, and some people are like that. And it's, like I say, it's unfortunate.
In a lot of ways, my parents were good parents. But, you know, Mom used to bring up, aren't we the best parents ever? And when I'd roll my eyes, you know, one time Dad bitched at me for it and stuff, but like I'm supposed to agree with her just to keep her, make her happy when I don't think you are. I'm not saying you're worse parents either, but don't give me that bullshit that you're the best.
Well, I think at some point in everybody's life, they do think they're the best parents because I think what they're really saying is they did the best that they could. You know, parent, when you become a parent, it doesn't come with a manual.
Yeah, I know.
And I think people, I think they do. You know, I was talking, do you remember Kay Ballard, the actress?
Yeah.
I remember her telling me that she had a bad relationship with her mother. And I remember her saying that her mother was dying, and she knew she was dying, and she never had gotten along with her mother. And she went in, and she saw her mother when her mother was sick in the hospital, and she said it just dawned on her all of a sudden that her mother was a person, and her mother did the best that she knew how. And she forgave her for all the things she didn't do right because she did the best she knew how. And I always thought that was interesting.
Really, you know, do forgive them, you know, for, you know, I know it's hard, but I have a love-hate relationship with especially my father.
Well, I certainly think Kay Ballard had that with her mother. And I think just because she made up with her at the end, I think she, most of her life, it just was not a good relationship.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Again, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. Clearly, we will talk about anything, which I think is what makes us a unique station. By the way, I just changed a setting on the microphone. How do I sound? Am I coming through okay? 740-383-9944. You know, I always like to fool with the microphones. But there was a setting that I saw that had been changed there, and I was not sure if this would distort anything. But does everything sound okay? Do you notice anything differently? If so, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you're out there listening, you know, there are about a bazillion knobs on this soundboard. And if you mess with anything the slightest, you get a completely different sound. But I don't think what I did should produce such a completely different sound, but you never know. So how are we sounding okay? Are we sounding okay, I guess is what I should say. Question mark. How are we sounding okay? Question mark. 740-383-9944. Well, we certainly have had an interesting week, to say the least. My goodness. What a conversation we've had this morning. And don't forget, we'll be live 8:15 to 10 tonight. And Matt will be live 10:15 to 11 tonight. We should have a special guest with us tonight in the studio. I'm excited for that. It's been a long time since we had a special guest on a Friday night. So that'll be different. You know, it turns more into a roundtable discussion when you bring people into the studio at night. Let's see, am I getting a review on the microphone here? It says switch to the previous. What, does this sound bad? Well, let me know. Does it I always like when I do microphone changes on the air. I don't know why this sounds any different than the way it was sounding before, but I don't know. Maybe somebody will tell me. I did get a message there that said switch to the previous one. Okay, it says, I thought you sounded better before, but you still sound fine. Well, see, I don't know, because I can't hear myself. Again, give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do we got here? 33 and a half minutes past the hour. WGH talk time. Always interesting. You know, I was going to see here how the sound is on our telephone line. Okay. Because there are times when people feel the caller is not as loud as we would like them to be. So there, we turn that knob up a little bit too. Okay, now, I don't know. Now we're getting messages we can't tell. A little static. Well, I don't know. Is there a little static now? Or was there a little static then? Boy, this show we'll send over to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I don't know. It's fun to mess around with the mics. Okay, Mary says, I agree. You sound a little fuzzy and a lot of bass. Well, I think that's what happened. But can you understand me with a lot of bass? Because basically, I put this microphone on the setting that the other microphones are on. So that was the big change there. There's no static now, apparently. Well, that's a plus. We don't want any static in the line. Basically, I put, because every other microphone here that I can tell is, look where you went. Every microphone I can tell here is now on the same setting. For some reason, this mic was not on the same setting. So, what's the problem with this sound, Matt? Okay, I can't even get your name right today.
I thought it sounded a little staticky.
Staticky?
Yeah, there was a little bit of a static. Maybe it was like clipping more so than static.
Well, what if I turn it down a little bit? Okay, how does that sound? Did that get rid of the bass noise in this microphone? Is that better? Who knows?
I can go stand in the hall and
listen. We can turn it on here. We're on a delay. It's not going to... I mean, it'll just sound like some people calling in the background. And that happens from time to time. I don't know. It's just I don't know how those settings ever got changed, which I thought was odd.
Turn down my volume.
Okay, how does that sound?
I think it sounds better than it did before.
I thought it sounded tinny this morning, and that's how when I was talking to Lee there, I thought I heard a tin and I know it's not the phone call, because we can't mess with that sound, we can only turn it up and down, but I thought I sounded tinny. I don't think I sound tinny anymore.
You sound alright.
Does this all sound good for everybody out there now? Because somebody's saying, did you change it back? I agree, you sound a little fuzzy. I don't know. How's it sound, everybody? 740-383-9944. Also, say, somebody give us a buzz, because I did turn up the volume on the phone line.
Also, the sound's going to be a little different, though, because that was on my phone. I mean, I was listening through my car.
How was that?
That, like I said, that was a little staticky.
Staticky?
Yeah.
I don't know why it would be staticky.
Well,
we don't have a reception.
It was fine until you said you changed something, and then it was staticky.
Does anybody else hear static in the line today?
I think it was more like, it doesn't sound like clipping though, just like, towards the end of your words, it would just static a little bit, so maybe it was clipping, but it's like light clipping.
Well, how do we sound now, I guess is the point. Okay, how about that? How does that sound? Because I think everything is at the exact right setting now. That it should be. Now, how it ever got messed with, I have no idea. All right. Holy no.
Now, I guess is the point. Okay, how about that?
See, I think I sound good there.
Because I think everything is at the exact right setting now that it should be. Now, how it ever got...
Yeah, I think that sounded good.
Sounds good through my phone, yeah.
Yeah, now earlier, I think it sounded tinny. Didn't you?
Like
the bass was out of it. Like it was...
When I was on the way to McDonald's, or I guess on the way back. Yeah.
So when you first turned it on, it sounded a little bassy. No, it sounded without bass.
Yeah, when I turned it... when I turned it on, it sounded fine, I thought.
Well, somebody give us a call so we can hear what that sounds like. I know people are listening out there. Somebody give us a call so I can mess around with that for a second so we can get these settings just exactly right for the... you know, it's funny. It's hard to do this when you don't... Oh, fries? No, I'm not a fry person.
But you got into fries.
Fries. What did you get to eat?
I got a 2-cheeseburger meal.
2-cheeseburger meal?
Yep.
What does that cost?
I don't know. Probably like 9-something.
Really? For a 2-cheeseburger? Just 2 cheeseburgers and a fry?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It might be closer to 7-something. It was 7-something for a long time, but I thought they changed the price, but they might not have.
So how are we sounding now? We did get some feedback earlier from our listeners out here, Laura and Mary. How are we sounding now, Laura and Mary? We sounding good? Lee, I know you're out there. How are we sounding? 740-383-9944. Let us know how the sound is now. Hopefully we've worked out all the kinks in the line.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, you want to hear the guest. You want to hear the host, certainly. These are the things that are important in life.
It'd be nice if you could hear the show, yeah.
Yeah, it's always good when you can hear the show. I always appreciate it when people can hear the show. Remember for a long time people said it sounded mishy-mushy or something? Maybe that's how it got changed. Remember somebody... I forget what the term they used.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe that's how the bass got taken out of it. Now, see, now that tastes like a diet. That is not what I had earlier.
That tastes like a very watered-down root beer.
Watered-down root beer? Wonder why watered-down?
I think they're probably just running out of the root beer flavor or whatever, the syrup.
Syrup. Syrup. I don't think you understand syrup. Syrup.
Yeah, syrup, yeah.
Syrup. There's no syrup. Syrup.
Yep.
Aye. Again, the phone lines are open here. Feel free to give us a buzz. We enjoy hearing from you at this station, 740-383-9944. Oh, I never got to ask you about flock cameras. That was the big topic of discussion during Monday night city council meeting.
Yes, I was upset. I did not
slept through it. Slept right through it.
I should have just went and sat at City Hall for like 2 hours.
Well, so how do you feel about them?
Well, I'm generally opposed to flock cameras, I guess. I'm not, you know, surveillance. I'm not a fan of surveillance in general.
Not a fan of surveillance.
It feels like some kind of invasion of privacy.
Oh, we're getting a call. Won't this be exciting? I'm highly excited now. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. You know they add water to that syrup there at the McDonald's when they use that aqua toilet water, you know?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what you're going to get, you know, from day to day, this flavor or that flavor.
Well, I certainly didn't know what I was going to get this morning. I got some, still don't know what that was.
And they don't know either.
They don't know either. So how are we sounding today?
You sound pretty good.
Yeah. Did it sound like the bass went up when I was messing with the knobs there?
I wasn't paying any attention to your bass, you know.
Well, how do you feel about all these subjects this morning? My goodness, we've been through the ringer this morning.
I don't know. The main one that sticks out for me or anything is that with the whole substitute teacher thing, I guess for me, I often see that depending on which side of the tracks you come from, you know, east or the west side, if you're a young person and you get into some kind of trouble and you come from the west side of the tracks and you have this perceived or less perceived future, then it's often like, well, you know what, actions have consequences and we got to learn, you know, that our choices have consequences. But then when you get to the east side of the tracks, and if you have some kind of name recognition, then it becomes, well, we didn't want to ruin their lives. So why does it become we are ruining their lives by holding them accountable, but yet we're not ruining lives, or it is what it is, when it comes to the West End people?
Well, that's a good question. I really don't know why there is such a line there, and I don't know why that line was ever created.
Well, and I mean, wouldn't you think that somebody, a teacher, has probably got a little more education, has probably taken classes, I would imagine, that, you know, ethics, because as we said, this is a huge issue in the country with, you know, teachers sleeping with their kids. And so I would hope, and I would expect that, you know, there's some kind of ethics class in somewhere in that degree. So, you know, and talking about that. So for every way you can think of it, the ones that get the favor are the ones that should know better than anybody else.
Well, and that very well could be. The only thing I fear about in this particular case is that I think her uncle at this point is being drugged into this story unfairly. And I think that we certainly are giving it more coverage than we would ever give a story like this because of who her uncle is. So I'm not sure that she's getting the fairest shake.
Right, but I mean, with fame or with recognition or with, you know, it's a double-edged blade, you know? I mean, you get the good, you get the fringe benefits, but you also have... You know, and I imagine if you're a president or if you're, you know, city council or if you're a councilman or, commissioner for years, I think you would have these discussions that, you know, we are held to a higher standard. To whom much is given, much is required. I hear what you're saying that, you know, he didn't do anything and it's just his name. But, I mean, as a lot of people have said, and I hear your point, really I do, but... I mean, it is what it is. This is the town she lives in. This is the town he lives in. And when somebody in your family screws up and you know, it's about your name, isn't it?
Well, I guess the main problem that I have is maybe a little deeper than that, because I do agree with you that if you have made a name for yourself in politics or sports or who knows, radio, media, whatever, newspaper, if you have made a name for yourself, yes, you are going to be held to a higher consequence. And if you do something or you're accused of doing something, yeah, that's going to make the papers. That's just the way it is. The problem is, I'm not sure if just because you're a known person that you should be held tangentially responsible for all your relatives. I don't think
I agree with that.
You know, and I think that's the problem that I have. If this was a story about Ken Stuyvesant, if this was an accusation made against him, well, then that's a story. And yes, I would agree 100% that's a story. I don't think he should be responsible for his niece.
Well, and I agree with that, and I don't know that he really is, but as I said, it's just, it's the name recognition. I mean, it's hard to get away from it. I mean, you know, I mean, if Donald Trump's kids got in trouble, if anybody's kids of name recognition, it's going to be wondered whether there was some kind of special treatment, especially when you didn't even hear about it until maybe... I mean, he's running for office, and I get what you're saying. That's why it all of a sudden came up. But if he hadn't run for office, would it have even come up? And the reason it wouldn't have come up, is that because maybe nothing of his own doing, but, you know, sometimes people curry favor from famous people or leadership by just doing special things for them.
Right. You're exactly, but you know, here's the problem I have with it, is that you choose to go into political life, you choose to go into a medium where you're going to be more known, you choose to do all those things, play sports and become a great player, and you know what comes along with that. Your relatives don't choose that. So if your relatives don't choose that and they get accused of something, and we don't have proof that any strings were pulled, it's just the illusion that it could have happened, that's not fair to your relative. They did not choose to have an uncle who was well known.
No, I get that.
And that's a problem for me, because Ken Stuyvesant, if he was accused of it, yes, because he made that choice to run for office and be in the public eye. And you have to take the good along with the bad. The problem is the reflection is on his niece. He's being brought into it. She didn't choose to have an uncle who ran for public office. So I think that's very unfair.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't think there's any, you know, real solution. I mean, how do you get away from that? As I said, it's not his doing, but on the other side of it, everybody, including what I'm saying to you, we have valid points, too. You have a very valid point.
Right.
So what is the solution?
Well, what I would do and what we used to do in the old news days, and I don't think they're any different now for this station, is if there was... See, the kissing accusation is very tough because I'm not sure that's a story because no charges have been pressed. But let's say there was more to this story. Let's say there were charges pressed. Okay, the first thing, we would print her name, and we would print how old she was, and we would print what the accusation was, and we would print when the trial was. We would do all that. If you, reading that article, draw the conclusion that Ken is her uncle, that's on you. We didn't say that. You can't get away from what somebody's last name is. But I don't think it's our job to point it out to you.
Right, but, you know, what bleeds, leads, you know.
Right, but I even think in that case, we don't do that, really. I mean, if somebody is killed or suicide and they don't... Because, you know, a lot of people don't have their, like a woman, for example, usually does not have her parents' last name. Because she's married. Let's say this woman was married. Her last name would not be Stiverson. It'd be much harder to track. She'd still be his niece. But people wouldn't draw the conclusion. So, you know, that's the problem that I have with it, is are we really talking about the girl and what she did, or is our suspicion of who her uncle is seeping into this, which I don't think's fair unless we have proof. Now, if we have proof, then we can bring it up.
But as I keep saying to you, Scott, in America, the Americans like cookie cutter. They don't like to work. They don't like to, you know, we all want to be adjudicated special for our own circumstances. I'm sure with Judge Warner, when he was on the bench, I'm sure there were people who said, Your Honor, but there was mitigating circumstances. You just don't understand. It was this and this and this. And he said, you know what? Should have thought about that then. You know, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And then all of a sudden, he was standing in front of the bench. And all he could do was, oh, but Your Honor, you don't understand. You know, so it's really easy to just say, well, that's just how it is. And we have to... As a human race and a society, we have to do the tough work. We have to sit and say that, you know, we can't do cookie cutter on everything.
Well, and that's a big problem. I don't think we have a lot. People say they have empathy and sympathy for other people, but they really don't, especially empathy. And that Judge Warner case was a prime example of that. Here was a man who handed down judgments on people and sentences, and I imagine he probably felt he had sympathy and empathy for those people, but until he was one of those people who was getting a sentence handed down to him, he truly probably did not. Now, if he were able to go back and be a judge today, which probably will never happen, but if that were able to happen, would he have a different feeling toward those people? I guarantee he would.
Sure. I'm sure he's got a whole different perspective of it. You know, the Bible says what we judge, we become. You know, he had a job to judge, to adjudicate, but adjudicating doesn't mean we use personal judgment in there. You know?
Well, it's just like anytime somebody says to me, you know, I know what you're going through, when they have never been through that situation in their own life, I understand that you might feel bad or good for me, but I don't, you can't really know what it's like. One day you will.
Well, and that's true, but I think, you know, be careful when you don't assume that just because somebody says, you know, I know what you've gone through, don't just assume that they don't.
Well, it's like bad press in general. When you have a bad story run on you that maybe does you some damage, the people who run it, I don't think truly really know what they're doing, because would they want, if they just stopped and said, would I want this done to me, I don't think they would ever do it.
I think that's where you... I disagree with you there. I think they know exactly what they're doing because they're looking at it through the eyes of, will I get recognition for this story?
Right, but
now,
would
on
they...
on the other side of it, I agree with you
yeah.
that would I want that done to me?
Right.
And again, it comes back to biblical terms. If we just would treat each other, do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
It's a very good point. Hey, thanks for calling.
Pretty simple. Right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, and hopefully we're sounding good. Matt wanted the phone lines turned up, said people were sounding a little weak on the phone, so we turned them up, and hopefully we fixed the microphone that I'm on.
Yeah.
You seem to feel it's better now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Phone lines are open. We've got another 6 minutes in this hour. We've got another whole another hour coming up. 740-383-9944. I don't think people can really ever have sympathy and empathy for you if they haven't been through the situation. And I do think people who do nasty things to other people, if they just ask themselves, would I want this done to me, would never do it.
Probably not. I mean, there are a lot of things that people do to other people that, I mean, yeah, I think that logic would apply.
There is nobody in society that I know that somebody doesn't hate. Everybody's got a beef with somebody for some reason. And most of the time, they don't even know the person. That's the weird thing.
Well, you know, I think that... I don't know. I mean, I don't know. People like to make judgments, I suppose. I don't know what that's about, but I mean, people like to judge other people.
Yeah, I think they do.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it also kind of goes hand in hand.
That was not very profound. Did the fries knock you out?
I guess, yeah.
Are you having like that after lunch?
Maybe. I think that... Sorry, my head is broken apparently. Yeah, I don't know. What was the question one more time? All right, we there we go.
Get it back?
Maybe.
Okay, go ahead. I was just reading here. Mary's saying, yes, the colors are louder, and you do not sound as fuzzy. Okay, so good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what you want. So your answer is what?
What was the question?
Would you do something to somebody if you...
No.
Oh, right. But why don't people stop and think about that?
I don't think people think.
You know,
well, I mean, also, I don't think people think things through, I guess, is the better way to put it. I don't think that. I think they, people are rather short-sighted a lot of the time.
All the time.
Not necessarily.
I think it's what will do me good now.
Not for everybody.
Oh, I don't know. It's, I don't know. You know, it's. Why do you think we have so many bullies?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on. Well, some people do. Some people do weird things, and then people like to point it out. I guess, but I mean, I guess it depends on the kind of bullying. I mean, you could go to the whole thing that, you know, people are always told where, like, the bully dislikes themselves, so they gotta make you feel bad or something like that, bring you down to their level. That whole thing.
I think all bullies pretty much have insecurities. I think they're trying to get the attention off of them.
I get, but I don't know. I don't think the attention was ever really on the bullies. They might feel like it is, I guess.
That's what it is. Why else would you do it?
I feel like you're getting the attention more on you. Now you're making a scene.
No, because if you're making other people laugh, you're getting the attention off of you by making a joke of this other person. Don't you ever find it funny if people are, you know, truly trying to be funny by making fun of somebody? Why don't they make fun of, like, an inanimate object? Because that would not be bullying. They could do that. They could make fun of a movie star. They could that's not going to walk in the room. They could make fun of a table. They could make fun of a couch. They could make fun of a television. They could make fun of a phone. They could do anything like that, but they always go for the person because that shifts the attention from them. You can't shift attention to an inanimate object.
Sure you could.
No, you can't. People don't see it that way. Because then it's either
you can't like bully an inanimate object,
right?
But I mean, you could certainly divert.
I'm saying, why don't more if it would spare people's feelings? Why do people go for the person instead of the inanimate object?
Because there's no payout to the inanimate object.
And what's the payout?
I don't know. I mean, even if you were going to make fun of like the table example, I mean, even if you were going to make fun of the table, you wouldn't be making fun of the table. You'd be making fun of the person who made the table because you think the table's funny looking.
Right, but they're not there.
I understand.
Right. You're making fun of somebody who's there in the room.
Oh, well, people make fun of people who aren't there all the time.
Well, yeah, but will be there or that we all know. That's
you said celebrities. People know celebrities.
No, celebrities are inanimate because you're not going to run into them. You can make fun of them all day long and nobody would get hurt. They wouldn't call that bullying.
Well, no.
If I make fun of a celebrity to you, you think it's going to get back to them? No.
Well, no, but I mean, it's not. People do it on the internet a lot.
No, that's different.
I'm sure it'll get to you.
Right. But I'm saying anybody who attacks somebody, there's some inadequacy there. There's something wrong with that. Because there are so many other things you could do, and if you're really trying to be funny, it's hard. It's just like when you use profanity for a joke. You know, yeah, it could be funny. Yeah, it might get a laugh, but it's the cheap way to do it. It's much harder to get a laugh without profanity. Because the joke is not based on profanity. We're coming back. Stay tuned.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy.